One of the best parts of my work as the regional president of M&T Bank is serving with groups and organizations focused on solving problems and strengthening our communities. I am currently serving with other community leaders on an image and perception task force, which is studying survey data and will create an action plan for improving Baltimore's overall image. One of the key parts of our work will be identifying the core factors that drive favorable perceptions of a city or a region. For example, U.S. News & World Report just released their ranking of the 100 best places to live. They examined factors like the job market, cost of living, crime rate, quality of health care and education, average commute time, and average salary. Baltimore ranked number 73, scoring better in the job market and affordability factors, and lower in quality of life and desirability. Our task force will look at how Baltimore scores using a range of criteria and then generate tactics that can address some of the problems that are impacting Baltimore's image. Clearly, no amount of paid advertising is enough. What is needed are coordinated, focused efforts to address the key factors that drive favorable perceptions of a city and then get the general media talking about it. So which city did the U.S. News rank number one in the entire nation? Austin, Texas. But Baltimore does not have to look far for a highly ranked town to learn from, though. Money Magazine's study determined that the number one town to live in was our neighbor just to the south, Columbia, Maryland. For the Economic Alliance of Greater Baltimore and M&T Bank, I am Augie Chisera.